Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. A special episode in store for you this evening. Rand Kurlian has a new release called Sidorus Nuncius, which is Sidereal Messenger, a space ambient album. It borrows from an astronomical treaty by Galileo Galilei in 1610. We're going to talk about his synthesizers, effects, software, and hardware that he used on this album this evening. We'll start things off with the first track, The Messenger. Well, I hope you are enjoying our wonderful space ambient album, Sirius Nuncius by Ran Curlian. I'm going to go over the hardware first, and then our next break I'll talk about the software a little bit. So, hardware, he uses an Access Virus Indigo 1 and 2 as his main synths, and a Roland JP8080, that's a good piece of gear right there, a Waldorf Microwave XT, Waldorf Q Rack, Korg Z1, a Korg Triton TR61, a Norg Rack, two of them, and an audio pluginator. As for the effects, where most of the synths get routed, he uses a TC Electronics M3000. We know about that piece of gear. Actually, we talked about that before in an M1. His digital audio workstations are EMU 1820Ms for the PCs, and he also uses iPads, and he uses a Lexicon Omega for the iPads. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can see podcasts, playlists, news and events and upcoming information. And you can click on that big red donate button to donate to Public Radio for Acadiana. We're going to continue on with this wonderful space ambient album, and we'll talk about the software in the next break. just heard Celestial Mechanics. You know, before that, before the break, was Medicia Sidera. We're going to talk about the software a little bit on this album. He uses a Camel Audio Alchemy, a Modkin Chimera, and different DSK VSTs like the SF2, the Choir Z, Darkness Theory. For the effects, he uses mostly Waves Truverb, EQs, and Stereo Imager Plus, and a Valhalla Shimmer, and Supermassive. And he has a Cable Guys Pancake and Synaptic Wormhole, which is on track 3, which is the track you just heard. And he uses a CS12M and Isotope Ozone for mastering over Cakewalk Sonar. On the iPad, he uses mostly Audio Homage Quantra, Delta V Spacecraft, and ApeSoft iPulsaret and Stria, and sometimes through Amazing Noises Reverb on an AUM. He has his own YouTube channel, and interestingly enough, he shows a lot of his gear in action instead of just soundscapes and strange backgrounds and things, so that's kind of nice. You could look that up. We don't actually have time to run through the last two tracks on the album. They're large space ambient tracks, but we will listen to most of Elliptical Orbit. Thank you.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.